morning and happy Sunday. My name is Emma Jane Beaumont. This is the Esteemed Scene Show on Southend City Radio. How are we? How have we been? It's rainy, it's cold, but we are still here and we're still cosy and snuggled up. And if you're not, keep going and keep your woolly hat on. So today we are diving into trust. That quiet little superpower we all want more of. Even if life has occasionally trained us to carry the emotional umbrella just in case. We're not here because we don't trust people. We're here because we want to trust more. To lean into the good of others without rehearsing every possible plot twist. We're thinking of it as tuning up our inner compass, not because it's broken, but because we secretly know it could point us towards warmer, kinder, surprisingly more wonderful things. So let's talk about what it means to open up just enough to let the sunshine in, without pretending the weather report doesn't exist.
Singing outside my window pane, got a fresh new start. It's a brand new day, and I got lots of love to give away. It don't matter if it's raining, nothing can faze me. I make my own sunshine.
So lovely. Alyssa Bonagura, I Make My Own Sunshine. Oh my goodness. Well, it's a good point because actually we need to make our own sunshine. And sometimes people give us a pocket full of sunshine and we need to have some gratitude and be thankful and just, yeah, give it back. Make other people's day sunshiny and great. So let's talk about
trust.
It's not easy. It's not easy. And sometimes trust feels like a really fragile thing. Sometimes we want to give, but we aren't always sure we can. It could be easy to feel cautious or even hesitant when it comes to relying on ourselves or others. It's natural to pause, to notice that little voice inside wondering if it's safe, if we'll be let down, or if we'll make the wrong choice. Everyone experiences moments like this, times when opening up, taking a leap, or believing in someone else feels heavy or uncertain, and or believing in ourselves and trusting ourselves. Trust isn't always instant and it can ebb and flow depending on the situations or the people around us. Feeling unsure does not mean we've done something wrong or that we're broken. It simply means we're human, aware, and thoughtful about the connections and the decisions that we make. It's okay to acknowledge the discomfort, to sit with it quietly and recognize that difficulty, that trusting is a part of life that many people share and many people give and receive quite happily and easily. Trusting ourselves can be one of the most tender parts of trust as well. There are times where we second guess our instincts, doubt our choices, or wonder whether we're capable of handling what life is handing us. That happens too, a lot. We don't believe, and I suppose in a way believing in others or believing in ourselves is a belief system. A fragile one, but one that exists. One that exists. It's surprisingly common to feel that inner wobble, that sense of I'm not sure I can rely on my own judgment right now. Sometimes this comes from past moments where things didn't quite go how we'd hoped, or from feeling overwhelmed, or from simply being human in a world that asks an awful lot from us. When self-trust feels really distant, even small decisions can feel really, really a lot heavier. And we might find ourselves looking outward for reassurance or permission. But this doesn't mean we're weak or broken. It means we are something many people carry quietly. And acknowledging with it the honesty and softness, maybe that can help ease the weight. It's a gentle reminder that self-trust isn't all or nothing. It's something that ebbs and flows, grows and contracts, and that's completely okay.
This is a crazy world. These can be lonely days. It's hard to know who's on your side most of the time. Who can you really trust? Who do you Is there anybody out there who can make you feel less alone? Sometimes you just can't make it on your own. If you need a place where you can run, if you need a shelter to cry on, well, I'll always be. Some shelter from the rain. When you need a healer for your pain, I will be there time and time again. When you need someone to love you, here I am. Have broken dreams, just lay them all on me. I'll be the one who understands. So take my hand. If there is emptiness, you know I'll do. I promise you, you'll never walk alone. Well, if you need a place where you can run, if you need a shoulder to cry on, well, I'll always be your friend. When you need a shelter from the rain, when you need a healer,
shoulder to cry on. I'll always be your
Yeah, that's the way to have a Sunday. Ooh, Leona Lewis with Here I Am and The Killers with Human. And yes, we are human. And yes, we have lots of people around us and we give to others and they give to us. And it's all about trust, trusting others and trusting ourselves, but having boundaries and knowing in your gut the right thing to do. So no wonder trust is hard, guys. Honestly, I have been looking at the different versions of trust. Goodness, okay, there are so many. No wonder having trust is, it can be quite difficult sometimes because there's loads. So let's go down the list, shall we? This is what my research has shown me. So obviously we have self-trust, the believing in your own judgment, the intuition, the decisions and the ability to cope with life. It's the foundations of all the other trusts. So that's your number one. Interpersonal trust, trust between people, friends, partners, colleagues, family. This is the everyday, I can rely on you, you can rely on me, trust. Whew. That's only number two. We have 12. 12, right, we've got to carry on because we haven't got much time. We've only got an hour. So the next is emotional trust, feeling safe to share your feelings without fear of being judged, dismissed or used against you. Woof. Number four, reality trust, believing that someone will do what they say they'll do, show up, follow through, keep commitments. That's the reliability trust. The integrity trust. Trusting someone's moral compass, believing they are honest, fair, and act with good intentions. Competence trust. Trusting someone's abilities or skills. I trust your advice or I trust you to fix this. Number seven is situational or contextual trust. Trust that changes based on the situation. So you might trust someone with your house keys, but not with your feelings, or vice versa. Number eight, conditional trust. Now, conditional trust means it grows with boundaries and clarities, kind of, I trust you in this way at this time with these limits. Blind trust, leaping without looking, usually full-hearted, but not always wise. Sometimes beautiful, sometimes let's call it educational. Earned trust. The kind that develops slowly, brick by brick, through consistent behaviour. Institutional trust. Trust in systems, healthcare, education, the legal system, organisations, government. Oh, dear. Community collective trust. Believing in the goodness and the support of the wider group around you, your neighbourhood, your community, your workplace, etc. So these are a lot of areas where trust is necessary, but not always easy to give. And especially when you've been disappointed before and you have the greatest opportunity in front of you, sometimes it's hard to trust in itself. I'm going to give you a second there to think about that because it's even blown my head. So at the end of the day, disappointment's huge. Disappointment is one of the worst, in my opinion, emotions that we can feel. Forget hatred, forget, I don't know, loneliness, forget any of that. For me personally, and I'm sure for many of you listening, it's disappointment. It's rubbish. Awful. Especially if you're neurodivergent too. That is the worst emotion to feel. And after disappointment becomes this inability to trust again. And sometimes you have to, and you should do. And sometimes you're even missing out on so many opportunities because you didn't trust yourself, the situation, the place you were in, or the person you needed to trust in order to actually grow and complete yourself, complete the situation. It's hard and it's worth it. So where do we go then? How do we start to heal or heal trust? Whether it's trust in others, trust in ourselves or outside of ourselves, as we've mentioned earlier, how do we do it? So often the very first step isn't a big action at all. Actually, it's just simply recognizing that something inside us is asking for a bit more care and attention. Healing trust begins with noticing how we feel without judging ourselves for it. we can't always also blame others for your own lack of trust if they haven't done anything to break that trust. And there's a level of understanding with them also, because if you're not sharing and you're holding back, they're going to suffer. And also, they may end up not trusting you, because for some reason, you're not being authentic. You're not being the real you. You're hiding stuff. And it might not be something that they need to worry about that you're hiding, but how can they trust that? So this is really, really important. But when trust has been shaken, our minds and our bodies naturally try to protect us. And it's not a flaw. It's a survival instinct doing its best. Starting the healing a little more easily sometimes begins with tiny moments of honesty. It begins with slowing down long enough to feel what's actually going on beneath the surface. Trust heals in gentle layers, not massive leaps. Giving ourselves permission to go slowly is often the most powerful place to begin. I think it's time for a confidence challenge, don't you?
The one, the only confidence challenge.
Ta-da. Well, here we are again with yet another confidence challenge. Do you have your coffee? I have mine. So, grab your journals, grab the back of the envelope, grab your phone, whatever you need in order to write down what you should be writing down right now. Okay, so today's confidence challenge is for you to write down the areas where you know or didn't know that you don't have a little trust. And the trust that you could build and where it's going to go. Lastly, what will happen if you trust a little deeper? Have a think, because there's always areas where we don't trust. I mean, obviously there's places where you shouldn't trust. Obviously, we're using our gut, we're using our intelligence here, our integrity. Politically, no, don't worry about that. Even the maybe the healthcare system, maybe don't do that either. But there are smaller places nearer to you, nearer to your heart, that maybe you could trust a little wider. Give a little more and feel a little more and let yourself go a little more. Use your gut, use your integrity, use your intelligence, and think about the ways that you could show a little more trust and believe in yourself or something or someone else. Here's a few tunes. Have a think.
I waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away instead of catching teardrops in my hand. My heart is drenched in wine, but you'll be on my mind forever. Out across I would die in ecstasy, but I'll be a vagabone driving down the road alone. My heart is drenched in wine, but you.
And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. I found my mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all. You, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Thought I'd have more figured out by now. all the street lamps on my road keep burning out, but I'm learning to trust, learning to trust you, learning to trust, learning to trust you, learning to trust, learning to trust your heart while I'm running with you in the dark, learning to trust, learning to trust you, learning to trust, learning to trust you, learning to trust, learning to trust your heart while I'm running with you in the dark.
Songs on a Sunday here at the Esteem Scene Show, and that was Norah Jones with Don't Know Why, Benson Boone with Beautiful Things, and Running With You in the Dark by 10th Avenue. So every week I try to back my waffle with some science, and hopefully this allows you to trust me more. So let's have a go. So trust isn't just an emotional idea, it's something your brain and your body actively create. When we feel safe with someone, our brain releases a chemical called oxytocin, sometimes nicknamed, as we've spoken about before, the connection hormone. It helps us feel relaxed, warmth towards others, and sense that we can let our guard down just a bit. At the same time, the brain's threat system, the part that's always watching for danger, steps back. That's the amygdala. This lights up when we feel insecure, or unsafe. When trust is strong, the amygdala calms. However, the blueprint stands that when trust has been shaken, it becomes more alert and sensitive, even if nothing dangerous is happening at that moment. Breaking someone's trust makes an indentation, and it will stick with people, and it will stick with you. Sometimes we need to take some polyfiller and cover through the cracks and just try to trust again. here comes the role for memory. So the brain keeps a record of these experiences, as I mentioned. So especially the emotional ones. And if past moments felt supportive, the brain leans in and people can feel safe. And if you are feeling safe and you are being supported, then please lean in. If past moments felt uncertain or painful, the brain learns to be careful and sometimes too careful. None of this is conscious or deliberate. It's your biology trying to protect you, even when it doesn't need to. So, trust isn't just personality. It's a mix of chemistry, wiring, and past experience shaping how safe we can actually feel in the present. It's the older part of our brain, the bit that's designed to keep us alive. Its job is very simple. Scan for danger and react fast. It doesn't use words, it doesn't reflect, it doesn't negotiate, it just responds. When we feel unsure about something or someone or some place, this part of the brain steps in with signals like a tight chest, a sudden alertness, and a sense of, something doesn't feel right. When it comes to trust, the reptilian brain, and this is the part of the brain we're talking about, this is the older part of the brain that's been with humanity for forever. It's the gatekeeper. If it senses safety, it lets us soften and connect. If it senses even the slightest threat, real or imagined, it gently pulls us back and says, not yet. This isn't stubbornness nor negativity. It's instinct. And it often reacts based upon echoes of past experiences, not just what's happening right now, if ever. It's learnt. Unfortunately, it can be wrong. So when trust feels hard, it often is because of the oldest part of the brain is trying to protect us. Even if the situation has changed, it's an ancient system doing an ancient job. Understanding that can help us be kinder to ourselves when trust doesn't come easily. And whilst we're talking about trust, we're talking about the science also of self-trust. Self-trust isn't fluffy. It's again, it's neurological. So when you make a promise to yourself and follow through, even the tiny ones, your brain rewards you with a little bit of dopamine. That small part of dopamine reinforces the belief that you can rely on yourself. So over time, this becomes a loop. Small actions makes dopamine, makes self-belief, equals more actions. Therefore, more belief, which equals more confidence. When we repeatedly break promises to ourselves because of life or fatigue or overwhelm or ADHD or stress or people or responsibility, the opposite can happen. The brain starts predicting inconsistency and moves into caution mode. The amygdala steps up, scanning for threat. Not external threat, but the fear of disappointing ourselves again. This creates hesitation, second-guessing, and the uneasy tug of, can I actually do this? Healthy self-trust is basically your prefrontal cortex and emotional brain becoming great teammates again. It's not perfection, it's predictability, consistency towards yourself. So how can we start to heal self-trust? It doesn't come from giant life overhauls. It comes actually from the small promises we can actually keep. So you don't need to rebuild self-trust by pushing harder. You rebuild it by making your inner world feel safe with you again. Set micro-promises. One so small that you can't fail. I'll drink one glass of water per day. And every kept promise teaches your brain, we do what we say. Stop over-committing. Most self-trust issues come from being too ambitious, not too lazy. So when your life matches your capacity, big one here, your trust grows. I think that's something that I struggle with. I overcommit so much, and I've started just to pull back so that I can reach my own capacity and achieve. And I do feel an awful lot better, and I am trusting myself with my abilities. So this is something that, you know, I might be spouting information to you, but you need to realize that here I am too. You're not alone. I'm not alone. Tell yourself the truth kindly. Self-trust thrives on accuracy. I didn't fail. I was overwhelmed. I wasn't lazy. I needed rest. I didn't give up. I hit my limit. Celebrate the small wins. Celebrate the follow through, the correct one. Your brain remembers the wins you acknowledge. It's literally how memory consolidation works. Repair and don't punish. If you break a promise to yourself, don't shame, adjust, reset, and try again tomorrow. Repair grows and trust grows faster than perfection ever can. And sometimes we meet people who don't quite know how to trust yet. Not because they're cold or defensive or difficult, but because somewhere along the line, life taught them to stay a little more alert than most. So when you're close to someone like that, the most powerful thing you can offer isn't perfection, it's consistency. Small, dependable actions speak louder than any promises ever could. People who struggle with trust often look for patterns. Do your words match your actions? Actions is everything. Do you show up when you say you will? Do you keep your promises? Do you stay calm when things wobble? It's these quiet repetitions that help their nervous system settle and think, maybe this is safe. Maybe I can soften a bit. What they need isn't grand gestures, just emotional steadiness, gentle communication, clarity, and a sense that you are not going to disappear when things get really uncomfortable. When you give that kind of steady presence, you are not fixing them. You're simply offering the kind of environment where their own trust can slowly stretch its wings again. And sometimes that tiny bit of steadiness from one person is the spark that helps them realize the world isn't quite as dangerous as they once thought. And maybe they can dream again too. That's enough from me for now. Let's enjoy some tunes.
Just another love song from a simple man. I've been searching for some chords underneath these hands so I can try to tell you I love you. You know I need you like your oxygen. Be my atmosphere, let me breathe you in so I can try to tell you I love you. I've been lost, I've been found, but I know I am now, I am yours. I am yours now and always. Wouldn't dream to be anything more. You take my breath away every night. Still can't believe it when you say you're mine. And I am yours, I am yours, I am yours. I was free falling through the open sky till you smiled at me and you saved my life. And I knew I was put here to love you. You got the universe swimming in your eyes. I'm an open book. When you look in mine, you find that I was put here to love you. I've been lost, I've been found, but I know who I am now. I am yours. I am yours now. Take my breath away every night. Still can't believe it when you say you're mine. And I am yours, I
am yours. I've been lost, I've been found, but I know who I am now. I am yours. I am yours now and always. Wouldn't dream to be anything more. You take my breath away every night. Still can't believe it when you say you're mine.
Already yours. The power's deep inside you. Open up the doors. Don't let the doubt creep in. Don't let it take control. You're stronger than you know. You're brave and bold. Every dream you hold, every goal you set is within your reach. Don't you forget, the world is yours to conquer, the skies to explore. Take a step, believe and soar. If you can dream it, you can do it. Nothing's too far. You're a shining light, you're a shooting star. All you need is faith and the will to try. Rise up, reach out, touch the sky.
Touch the sky.
The road may get rough, the climb might be steep, but every single challenge is a promise you'll keep. To yourself, to your heart, to the fire inside. Keep pushing forward, don't let it hide.
Don't let it hide.
Every mountain tall, every ocean wide is within your power, just take the ride. You've got what it takes, you've got what you need. The strength, the courage, the heart to succeed. If you can dream it, you can do it, nothing's too far. You're a shining light, you're a shooting star. All you need is faith and the will to try. Rise up, reach out, touch the sky.
Touch the sky.
You are stronger than you think, braver than you know. Let your spirit fly, let your passion show. There's nothing in this world that you cannot achieve. Just hold on tight and believe. If you can dream it, you can do it. Nothing's too far. You're a shining light, you're a shooting star. All you need is faith and the will to try. Rise up, reach out, touch the sky.
Touch the sky.
Dream big, stand tall, and nothing stand in your way. You've got the power within, now go seize the day. If you can dream it, you can do it, and that's the truth. You've got the strength inside, the fire of youth.
Are you gonna fall? Is someone supposed to catch you? Or do you catch yourself? There will be something worth falling for.
Somewhere else, far away. time. Are we hiding from the light? Are we just too scared to fight for what we want tonight? Close your eyes and leave all behind. The world loves on our side. It's a trust fall, baby. It's a trust fall, baby. You and I and everyone alive. We can run to the fire. It's a trust fall, baby. Yeah, it's a trust fall.
Scared and your whole body's shaking. Go in there and you just fucking do it. Just do it, whatever it is. And then boom, it's gone. Fear is gone.
Hope we are feeling good on this Sunday morning. So sometimes trusting means making a quiet, conscious choice to lower the walls, the big ones that we've built, and allow someone the chance to step inside our world and us make the decision to step out from behind those walls too and walk into theirs. Make the conscious decision when you need to. Follow your gut, follow your instincts, sometimes follow your heart. But believe in yourself too. Lower the walls to chances, lower the walls to risks, and walk forward towards what you truly deserve. And that, my darlings, wraps up our gentle stroll. Well, let's be honest, a slightly wobbly three-legged race through the world of trust. If you've made it this far, congratulations. You officially trust me enough to still be listening, which is already progress. So give yourself a gold star or at least a biscuit with your coffee. Trust is one of those things that we all pretend we're great at until life goes surprise and suddenly we're side-eyeing everyone, including the postman, the kettle, the dog who absolutely knows something we don't. And look, that's fine. Life dents us. People confuse us. And our own brain occasionally runs off with the plot like a toddler with a stolen biscuit. But here's the magic. Trust isn't a one-time achievement. It's more like a subscription service. It renews, it lapses. Sometimes it needs you to hit the restore purchase. Building it? Well, that's basically emotional Pilates. Everything shakes, nothing looks elegant, and you spend half the time wondering why you agreed to do this in the first place. But slowly you get stronger. So as you head into the week, give yourself a break. You're allowed to find trust tricky. You're allowed to be cautious. You're allowed to check whether the universe is actually sending you a sign or just messing about again. But remember this. Underneath all the worry, all the stories and all the what ifs, you still have a heart that wants connection, a mind that tries, and a spirit that hasn't given up. And even if it occasionally considers moving to the woods and living with the foxes, you're going to be fine. Reach out, communicate, find your connection, and go with the flow. Follow your instincts, follow your gut, but don't let them trick you into what you've believed before. So thank you for spending time with me at the Esteemed Seeing Show, your weekly reminder that you are not broken. You're not behind, and you're definitely not the only one whose trust issues sometimes talk louder than the radio. Stay curious, stay patient, stay deliciously human, and I'll see you next time. Same place, same vibe, same gentle chaos, where we keep building confidence and sipping wisdom one coffee at a time. So go on, trust a little. Occasionally the universe likes to surprise you and not drop you on your face and take the gamble. Occasionally actually deals with the good hand instead of another learning opportunity. So trust in the universe. Also, I have some news before we go. All my shows are now on demand, so you can listen to all of the shows up until now and for the future. So just pop on to www.southendcityradio.uk, pop on to programs, and you will find me on the Esteemed Seeing Show with my face right there. So enjoy, and I will see you again next week. Don't forget to listen to the other shows on South End City Radio and just tune in because the music is fabulous. Have the best week, and I will see you for another confidence kick up the bum next week. And don't forget to love yourself a little, lots.